This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Welcome to the show with the three amigos, Hotman, Crowder, and Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding and we ready to go. 100,000 watts full throttle, baby, ready to blow. We passing Boca up to Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hotman, can't stop from each other, Deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now my Rushmore of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowder, greatest Dolphin to rock the 52. Solana one, best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We reppin' to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We reppin' for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We reppin' for the Grips, so it's always about the you. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's on. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You spit the fast while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey, show out the Solana. Welcome to the show out the Solana. Welcome to the show out the Solana. Welcome to the show out the Solana.
Welcome to the show, and a happy Friday to everybody who is out there tuning in and making time on the second day of the new year. Happy 2026. We were live yesterday to recap one of the biggest victories in recent memory in Miami sports, and certainly Hurricanes football, Miami football in general. But for those of you who were off yesterday from work and you're back at work, happy to have you along for the ride. And I am happy to be joined by Josh Appel, who is to my left, and the view we have is one of the coolest views I've ever broadcasted from. We are live at Lone Depot Park, the site of the first ever Winter Classic in Miami, in South Florida, and I believe it'll be the first Winter Classic ever played in Florida, because the next one will be played up in Tampa. Yeah, tomorrow, right?
No, so they're doing an outdoor game as part of the quote-unquote stadium series in February next month.
That's right.
In Tampa. They're playing, you may know, but week 18 of the NFL season, Panthers, Bucks, big game tomorrow. Mm-hmm. It'd be a little weird if they were also playing a hockey game at Raymond James Stadium. But, I mean, listen, Solana, I would imagine that this view beats the hell out of whatever view you have normally in the studio, looking at old bald Hawk and Crowder sitting across from you.
Definitely,
Jimmy's a great view always, but I mean, this one, has to beat the Hawk and Crowder view.
Let's see. We're live. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. I've got this cool little nifty new camera set up here. Look, I'm going to show those of you watching on the stream. Look at this view right now. The lights are off at Lone Depot Park currently, but we've got I'm not even kidding. I don't know how Doug Plagans and the Florida Panthers got so lucky. This might be the best view out of any of the broadcast booths. We are sitting dead center ice here at Lone Depot Park, overlooking what honestly turned out better than I could have ever imagined. The NHL, the Florida Panthers, obviously the Rangers playing here today. They killed it with this setup today for part one of the Stadium Series and the Winter Classic. This is effing awesome, Appel.
And we're going to get incredible weather tonight. Temperatures at puck drop right around 60 degrees. They're going to open the roof. They're going to open the left field panels. So at night, you're going to have a clear view of the Miami skyline. You're going to have that wintry feel. And for all the haters out there who are complaining about, oh, South Florida, this isn't the real Winter Classic. It should be up in the Northeast. They should be freezing their asses off in Buffalo in minus 7 degrees. Listen, this isn't even the warmest outdoor game in NHL history. There are two that have been warmer than what we're expecting tonight. So zip it up. Enjoy what this spectacle is going to be like. They've obviously already announced a sellout. This is going to be pretty damn cool here tonight.
I've been meaning to tell you this for a while now. Appel and I hosted a show about 2 months ago. I don't remember exactly why. Hawk was off. Crowder was off. And it happened to be the day or the morning or the afternoon after the Panthers and the NHL had released their jerseys that they were going to wear in the Winter Classics. And I remember telling you that the jersey I thought was cool, bringing back the Leaping Cat I thought was awesome. I just didn't love, for whatever reason, the color of the Leaping Cat. I just didn't, there was something about the jersey that I just didn't love. I didn't love the pants. I'd like to retract all of that. Maybe it's because I'm getting caught up in the moment here of just the enthusiasm of being able to witness something that, you know, I don't think anybody could have imagined. I mean, the NHL bringing what really is like their Super Bowl outside of the Stanley Cup final, but this is like their thing. They do this every year, bringing it to Miami, outdoors in Miami. I mean, we have the skyline of the city that we're looking at. I don't know if I'm just getting caught up in the enthusiasm, but I saw you yesterday interviewing some of the players for some of the coverage that was happening before the game. I don't know if it was because I saw Norman Powell wearing an AK Greer jersey in the locker room at the Kaseya Center a couple nights ago, but I've been meaning to tell you, I was wrong about the jerseys. They work, and the Cats are going to look fire tonight out here.
You have a lot of integrity for admitting that you're wrong. And here's the thing. I was in light agreement with you at the time, but there's something to be said about seeing the jerseys, the sweaters, all together in regular lighting in the flesh, in person, as opposed to the fancy lighting of a uniform reveal on social media. And I'll tell you this. The Panthers, of course, as we all know, are an Original 7 team, along with the New York Rangers.
Right.
This is even more special tonight because the Panthers and the Rangers, both Original 7 teams. When the Panthers were playing in 1920 and 1930, when they were skating around here at Little Havana, this is what they were wearing. Very similar. And so it really is... really was an incredible job in all aspects. I mean, they nailed the look for this.
Just so everybody knows, we're going to have coverage of the Winter Classic today. I was with Doug Plagans earlier. He's jacked up. He's ready to go. He's ready to go. He will have your coverage tonight. I believe our pregame coverage begins at 7:30. Correct me if I'm wrong there, Jimmy, back in the studio. But puck drop is going to be just after 8 p.m. Plagans, Billy Lindsay, they'll be on the call. K-Raj will be doing our studio work as well. I imagine K-Raj will be here today.
I sure hope so.
Yeah.
He
shows up for the big games. You know? He shows up in person for the big games. But, you know, that broadcast is always excellent. But, Appel, you're going to be ringside tonight as part of the Sports USA, the national broadcast as well. That's got to be... I mean, we're looking at this. To be ringside tonight, you were showing me exactly the position you'd be on the rink down there. I mean, talk about being jacked up. Like, that's got to be a bucket list job for you tonight.
No doubt about it. So our broadcast on Sports USA, Steve Goldstein will do our play-by-play. Billy Jaffe will be on color, and then I'll be doing all of our intermission interviews and post-game interviews as well. And, you know, I worked one of these outdoor games in Raleigh a few years ago between the Capitals and the Hurricanes, and that was an incredible experience to be a part of that, to be up close in that environment. And now to be able to do the same thing down here for the team that we've been following since we were kids, the Winter Classic, the two-time Stanley Cup champions, against, again, a fellow Original 7 hockey team in the New York Rangers. It is...
You're going to ride with that one all night.
All night. I mean, what's to ride with? It's just a fact. It's truly an honor to be a part of just the coverage of this in general, because I know a lot of people don't get to do it. A lot of people might not even have the chance to be in the ballpark for it and to be a part of the coverage. And this is a bit navel gazy for me here, but it's a real honor and it's really cool.
Yeah, it's going to be really cool. We're going to talk more about this game. I want to get Appel's thoughts on the game. I know no Tkachuk tonight.
No Tkachuk, but he was out there in full uniform, non-contact yesterday skating, and Alexander Barkov was on the ice.
What is Barky doing, man? Like, one thing is the shirtless yoga at the park in Fort Lauderdale. Like, all right, I'm all for that. But he's back on the ice less than 4 months after having well, we don't know exactly what went down. But
ACL, MCL.
Right. He had an ACL, MCL surgery.
In September.
This guy's an effing animal.
Listen, you know, Jimmy, what was the injury that John Cena came back in the Madison Square Garden Royal Rumble? There's a reason I'm doing this. Jimmy, do you remember the injury he had? It was like a torn pec or something?
Yeah, like a torn pec. Like, he was supposed to come back 6 months, but he came back in 4 months.
Right. What I'm saying is Alexander Barkov and John Cena are of the same ilk, where some people, you know how we just throw around the term all loosey-goosey? This guy's built different. We're built different. No, guys like that, like, legitimately are cyborgs, and they're built different. And Alexander Barkov is just, seems to be part of that, because the fact that he's even on the ice this soon after, I mean, look, he's not doing any intense skating. He's not in uniform yet, but just that he's in skates on the ice, that was a sight to be seen. And hey, maybe Spo was right.
Spo nailed it right at the very beginning of the season. One of the weirder crossovers. all right, so we're out here live at the Winter Classic. Thanks to Steph, the specialist, our engineer, for setting us up today and for coming in a little earlier. But again, we'll talk more about this game. I want to get Appel's thoughts. We'll do that coming up a little bit later on the show today. We'll be pretty hockey heavy. We'll talk with George Richards from Florida Hockey Now. He was here. He's the one who got me into this building. And as I mentioned, Doug Plagans will sit down with us a little bit later, talk about this matchup as well. We'll get into our usual fun with Plagans. Want to know what he had for his New Year's Eve dinner. I want to tell him what I catered for New Year's Eve.
What did you cater for New Year's Eve?
Olive Garden.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right?
So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
That's the way to go.
Thank you, Jimmy.
The breadsticks, I bet, were amazing. But I mean, what are we doing?
Yeah, I want to get into that. The Miami Dolphins have brought on Troy Aikman to assist Stephen Ross to search for the next general manager, which, you know, goes against what I thought was the vibe I got after they beat the Buccaneers, which was, hey, man, Chem Kelly's going to be the general manager next year. So I want to talk to Appel about that as well. The Miami Heat had a big-time victory yesterday, probably the best win of the season yesterday, certainly best road win of the season over the Detroit Pistons. We'll get into that as well. But a lot to get to, and I'll start with what was, as we officially kind of get into headlines here, Pell, one of the greatest sport games I've ever watched last night in... Oh, look at this. Hold on.
They just put the lights on.
They're
testing out the LED.
I want to show the streamers with a much better view because they had the lights off. Look at this, chat. Look at this view of the ice. And honestly, just like in general, the setup is unbelievable.
I mean, they had awesome. The site that's hosted the most Winter Classics is Fenway Park. It was at Wrigley Field last year. They've done it in Buffalo at Highmark Stadium. They've done it at the Big House at Michigan. They've done an outdoor game at the Shoe in Columbus. But really, I mean, what compares to Lone Depot Park in Miami?
I mean, this is your stomping grounds. You were, for several years, the PA announcer in this building.
Yeah, and never did I expect to see an event like this.
Because there's been football games here. There's been soccer games, World Baseball Classic
games.
Had
tennis as well
a couple
of months ago. I believe they had some volleyball tournament as well. This is quite the scene.
They have some beach chairs in the back, which, you know, it makes all the sense in the world. It looks like a little beach area.
That's normally where beach chairs.
Lifeguards, thank you. They've got lifeguard setups as well.
There's a basketball court and like a little like skate rink on the other side.
Yeah.
They wanted to have it as like a half and half winter feel and
tropical island
exactly.
feel. Yeah, no, it makes all the sense in the world.
Maybe this is something we can ask Plagans and George Richards what they think is going to happen. I don't know what time exactly the teams are getting here, but one of the big traditions for the Winter Classic and these Stadium Series games, what do the teams show up wearing as far as costumes go? And I've been trying to rack my brain to try and guess what the Panthers might show up in. I feel like the lifeguard shtick would be a little overdone. Are they going to come in Miami Vice suits? Like, what do we think they're going to show up to this building?
All right, I like that. Well, Plagans has graced us with his presence. I can't wait to be locked into tonight's broadcast here on WQM. All right, let's get into it, man. Yesterday was, without a doubt, one of the best games I've ever watched across sports. Ole Miss, Georgia. I was hoping for the UM-Georgia rematch. Or not rematch, but the UM-Georgia game.
For Carson Beck.
Carson Beck. Yeah. Like I kind of described it yesterday. We were talking with Gino Toretta. John Michaels came on yesterday. You know, he was jacked up as hell. I described it as like, this is the opportunity for the Canes to go on this dream run, exercise some of those demons, and just take out, you know, all the teams that kind of make sense in terms of this, like, dream-like storyline. You got to go through A&M. It is what it is. You piss off Notre Dame for beating them. And then you take down Ohio State. Now you're in the Fiesta Bowl for Carson Beck to be able to go up against his former team and kind of slay that dragon. To me, was storybook stuff. Like, the 30 for 30, they don't do those anymore, but like the doc that we'd watch 20 years from now would make it that much better. But the game yesterday, I forgot about that totally, and I'm saying this is one of – it was the most fun I've had watching a college football game in a very long time, ruined by the officials at the very
game. Whoa, ruined. They were doing exactly what they had to do.
Get out of here. Common sense, the broadcaster said it best. Common sense has to take over at one point, and every single time Ole Miss came out to celebrate – the referees ruined the moment.
Hold on.
Every single time. I couldn't believe it. It was like a sitcom. It was a sitcom.
Ole Miss blew that at the end by not trying to recover the onside kick. The way that it was recovered gave that they explained it on the air. Because he recovered it on the ground, a second doesn't come off. So you say that they shouldn't have done a common sense. Georgia got to run another offensive play with a second left. Like that second mattered. But you're absolutely right. And it sets up a weird storyline that was already weird, but it gets even weirder with now rumors of the LSU staff that's going with Lane Kiffin now might not remain with Ole Miss for this semifinal game. And, you know, you talk about Miami and their run through this. Obviously, A&M on the road, but then Ohio State. And you talk about exercising demons. I know Beck would have had the opportunity against Georgia. It almost reminds me, in a sense, of the Panthers' run of the Cup Final, having to go through the Lightning
right, and
slaying that dragon. And after you got through that, it's like, all right, like, we can do this. And if you're Miami, you don't want to look ahead, obviously, because all these teams can beat anybody at this point in the playoff. But you're setting up a matchup against Ole Miss at the Fiesta Bowl, talking about slaying a dragon.
Yeah.
With all the circumstances surrounding them, I know Trinidad Chambliss is playing out of his mind right now.
Well, I don't want to play Trinidad Chambliss. That's
you want to play Gunnar Stockton?
At the end of the game, I'm saying, like, Ole Miss felt like the easier matchup. The Hurricanes are three-point favorites, and they probably would have been dogs against Georgia. Yeah. I don't know exactly what the line would have been. We had seen it yesterday. They would have been maybe two-and-a-half-point dogs to open against the Georgia Bulldogs, but I'm watching Trinidad Chambliss last night, and I'm saying, oh, my God, this guy might be the best college football player I've ever seen.
What the hell was Georgia doing on that third down? What kind of defense are we calling in that spot where we're letting a guy get behind us? They're playing man in that spot, the way that Chambliss was playing the whole game. It made no – more like Kirby Dumb.
Zach Gelb has chimed in. He's trolling us a little bit in the chat, but he texted us, "That crowd you guys just showed looks like a Marlins home game." Hey.
Real creative joke there.
Well, he's sensitive right now because the Florida Panthers are going to kick his Rangers ass again, just like they did en route to their first cup a couple years ago. And, you know, a little sensitive, these New York guys, you know?
Yeah, they're honestly a little jealous that this isn't up there in New York or New Jersey at the Meadowlands.
Everybody wants to be flying.
Yeah.
Up.
Oh, and these people complaining about the ice surface. Hey, the MSG ice surface, worse than the NHL. I mean, what are we doing? Please.
Is it going to be an issue though?
I don't think so.
No, they've got
two refrigerator units. Normally they'd have one for these outdoor games. It's going to be cold enough. It'll be just fine.
Well, it's a beautiful sight to watch right now, but the Florida Panthers will take the ice at 8 p.m. I think they're going to arrive to the arena close to 5, 4:45-ish. So we'll get an answer in terms of what it is that they're going to be wearing. I mentioned the Miami Heat last night, and we'll do 15 minutes of Heat a little bit later, but the Miami Heat last night take down the Detroit Pistons on the road uphill. And let me tell you something about this. Jaime Jaquez Jr., he's got the guts, baby. Jaime Jaquez Jr., has the guts. Did you see, I don't know if you saw the bucket at the very end of the game.
I didn't last night, no.
So, game, Heat have a double-digit lead, and of course, with under a minute to go, it's a two-point game, of course, against the Pistons, who happen to be a really good clutch team.
Yeah.
And the Heat could not buy a bucket. They had turned the ball over like three straight possessions. This one looks like you had a 16, 20-point lead midway through the third. You're up double digits. It felt like the entire fourth quarter. And here come the Detroit Pistons. It felt like the epic collapse that would have made sense, that would have happened to the team a season ago. I mean, that's literally how you would have summed up last year,
right, which
was blown 20-point leads, and you end up losing the game at the very end. And Jaime Jaquez Jr., when the team needed a bucket with around 30 seconds to go, took this fadeaway jumper on the baseline and delivered the biggest moment of the game. I mean, that dude has been unbelievable all season, and he hit a big-time shot yesterday to seal the win.
I'm happy that Jaime was able to knock that down, but when he went up to take the shot, did you think it was going?
I did.
Okay. So I have this weird experience with Jaime Jaquez. When he first entered the league, I was hammering those point total overs every night because he was taking a lot of shots, and most of the time they were hitting. But when he has a cold night, it is.
Yeah, but it's looked different. I mean, last year, no joke, he was at times unplayable.
That's what I'm saying.
It just didn't work last year. And the hope was, because he was always seen as like Jimmy Butler light. The guy, anytime Jimmy, and I'm going back to his rookie season, anytime Jimmy missed a game, which we all know happened a lot, taking some shots, Jaime would start. And Jaime, did a lot of the same things that Jimmy Butler does. Again, I'm not comparing the two players, but they had similar styles. And last year, you trade Jimmy away, and the idea was, all right, Jaime is going to fill in. Well, it didn't look good. But this year, no joke, like he's right now leading in terms of sixth man of the year voting, and he should win it if he keeps up this pace. But, bro, last night to watch him get down into the block and just take that fadeaway, no hesitation. The Heat needed a bucket, and Norm had been playing out of his mind, but he had a slow fourth quarter to knock that shot in. Just big cojones from Jaime.
He's turning into the player that everybody thought he could be after that rookie season.
He's taken an insane leap, for sure. There's some Dolphins injury updates that I want to get to in the next segment. Do you feel like this game, and we'll talk about it coming up momentarily, but do you feel like this game matters? I know for the Patriots, they have a chance to lock up the one seed, so it looks like they're going to really go try to win this game. Drake May.
Trying to win MVP.
I mean, trying to win MVP, man. Like, he's got something to really play for there as well. Do you feel like this game matters in the sense of McDaniel's future? Chem Kelly's future. I don't know how it would, but
man.
Has Ross made up his mind yet? The news from yesterday with Aikman kind of changes everything.
If Stephen Ross is making a decision on whether or not to keep Mike McDaniel based on the final game of a season where they're already eliminated from playoff contention, that's a tough look for me. Like that just seems a bit short-sighted. You're either committed to him for next year or you're not. And even if they win, great. You spoil the one seed potentially for the Patriots, but outside of that, like, this should not be the referendum on whether or not you keep him or not. It really shouldn't, and I hope that one way or the other they've made that decision already and they're not going to take into account the result on Sunday. Now, it might work in the opposite way, where they're leaning towards taking him or keeping him, and it goes so poorly that maybe it's like, all right, that is the final nail in the coffin. I can't imagine they eke out a win, or they win in general, and that's enough to save his job. I mean, you know what he is at this point.
All right, we'll talk more about that coming up in the next segment. Josh Appel is with us until later on today. We've got Steph, our engineer, here as well. And Jimmy's back in the studio. I mentioned earlier, George Richards, he's going to join us in the 3 o'clock hour. Doug Plagans is going to join us coming up in the 4 o'clock hour as well. We're going to get ready for the first time ever, the Winter Classic in Miami.
Oh, and by the way, I see a Gelb in the chat. Thank you, Zach Gelb. I appreciate you. What phenomenal support.
Gelb. When the Panthers kick the Rangers' ass tonight, I don't want your tears texting us, all right? The Rangers are done.
Oh, wait.
I've seen more Florida Panthers titles in my lifetime than the Rangers have been to the Stanley Cup final.
I just noticed the Home Run Harbor out in left center field where the sculpture used to be. Well, now it says Home Goal Harbor.
Oh, that is good. You know, there are a couple things that I'm a little bummed about. One,
no sculpture.
No home run sculpture. You know, I was always a big proponent, big fan of the home run sculpture.
Yeah.
Would have looked nice back there in center field. Is it still out?
It's still out.
Is it third base? Is it third base? It's still out there?
Yeah, I believe in the left field corner.
All right, well, I'll be there tonight. Everybody's going to be in the building watching the Winter Classic. I'll be out by the home run sculpture if you want to come find me. We'll take a break on the Hockman, Crowder, and Solana show. A lot more to get to. We're live at Lone Depot Park, the site of the Winter Classic, the Panthers, the Rangers. More Hockman, Crowder, and Solana next.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
The Florida Panthers are back-to-back Stanley Cup champions!
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Happy New Year, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Hawkman, Crowder, and Solana Show. A special show today. No Hawk, no Crowder.
That's why it's special.
They're off. Be careful. Crowder had texted me earlier. He's been listening. So be careful with the shots that you take. But they're off today. They'll be back on Monday enjoying some time with the family. I know Hawk will be in the building tonight. We're broadcasting live from Lone Depot Park, not for Marlins game, but for Florida Panthers game. It is the Winter Classic here at Lone Depot Park. We've talked about it several times already, but the setup here at Lone Depot Park is unbelievable. And tonight's going to be a special night.
Are you excited for Role Model?
I am. I am very excited.
Maybe you'll be
Role
Sally.
Model. Wow.
You know the reference at all?
Not at all.
So that's the only song that I know by the guy. And basically he brings out a special guest for that song at all of his shows. And it's always like some kind of celebrity. And so I was just making the joke. That
okay. Yeah, I did not.
Jokes are always the best when the person I'm telling it to doesn't get it. And then I
should have ran that one by me before before the break. I didn't get that one in the pre-show rundown earlier today. So a lot going on, obviously. You have the Miami Hurricanes getting ready to play in the Fiesta Bowl. They're going to play Ole Miss. You have the Miami Heat who have won four straight. The Florida Panthers are about to play in a spectacle here at Lone Depot Park. But we have the Miami Dolphins season finale coming up on Sunday, 4:25 p.m. kickoff in Foxborough against the New England Patriots. Patriots have something to play for. The Miami Dolphins do not. They're eliminated from the playoffs. We know that. But there's still a lot going on with the Miami Dolphins. Do you think they have a chance in that game? There's a lot of question marks in terms of status, health, Devon Achane, Jalen Waddle questionable. Jordan Brooks is going to give it a go. But do you think this team with Quinn Ewers quarterbacking them has the ability to go into Foxborough and beat a New England Patriots team that, again, has something to play for.
A repeat of 19, when Ryan Fitzpatrick went in there, hit Mike Gesicki to eliminate, not eliminate, but cost the Patriots the one seed. They had to then lose in the playoffs in that first round. Tom Brady threw the pick against the Titans. I'd like to say they do have a chance because of how the game went down here early in the season, but that was obviously so long ago. The motivations are different for each side. It's going to be cold up there. Are the guys in the Dolphins roster just trying to get through the game and get home, while the Patriots are obviously, you know, Drake May's playing for an MVP. They're playing for the one seed. So I think there are those things you have to consider, not just like the on-the-field stuff. I don't see the Dolphins doing this on Sunday. I don't. And then again, not that it really matters in the grand scheme of things. I just think, as you said, they're a bit banged up. And with everything the Patriots are playing for and everything the Dolphins are not, the mindset and the mentality is just different for both teams come week 18. So I think this one might be a nice cruise control game for New England.
Well, most people agree with you because it was 9.5, then it was 10, 10.5. Now the Dolphins are 11-point dogs on the road. Part of that is some of the players on the injury report or that will be on the injury report, or have been. No Minka Fitzpatrick.
That's the Darren Waller
the
news, right?
Right, Darren Waller moving to IR again. Is it the third time this season? He started the season on IR, came back, had an unbelievable game on Monday Night Football against the New York Jets, played one more, went on IR, came back, had another multi-touchdown game, and here we are ending this season on IR. Fitting end to the season for Darren Waller. But what are your thoughts on Quinn Ewers in that Buccaneers win? I know we talked about it after his first start, which did not go well for the Miami Dolphins, but that Bucs win, I don't know, I came away feeling not like the Dolphins found the answer for the future, but he looked composed. He looked like somebody who belonged, at the very least, under center and could position himself to be back next season, maybe if he has another strong start this upcoming Sunday.
I think he's back next season regardless, and I think he'll have a chance to win the job. It all depends, though, if they maneuver a trade for like a Mac Jones, or if they sign Malik Willis, then maybe he's on the outside looking in to start. But I think at the very least, he's positioned himself to be the backup to whoever they bring in or compete for the starting job next year. I don't want to make these like huge judgments after two games, but I think the phrase, he looked like he belonged, I think that's the perfect way to describe what we've seen from Quinn Ewers the last 2 weeks. And especially against the Bucs, he looked confident. The ball was coming out on time. The throw over the middle to Dulcich was a great read. The ball to Weiss, looking off the defender, almost a no-look deep ball to Weiss, who he had great chemistry with in the preseason. There are certainly a lot of encouraging things. He protected the ball well against a struggling Tampa Bay team. And that was a game that meant something, and he played really well. And I think when you have a guy in Ewers who played at a lot of big games at Texas, obviously the NFL is a different level. But, I mean, he's been in big spots before, and it doesn't seem like a lot of things really rattled him. He's very even keel, and I like that in the quarterback. And, like, how refreshing was the third down scramble for a first down,
so
and
good.
The swag getting up afterwards,
so good.
With the celebration? I really liked what I saw from Quinn.
He needed to do that, by the way.
For
like,
sure.
In that moment, if he threw for the first down, it would have been fine, and I don't think we would have felt drastically different. But the fact that he was able to show everybody, hey, I can put my head down and I can go get 5, 8 yards, whatever it was, for a first down. I can use my feet, and I'm not afraid to take contact.
Right.
That you know, for whatever reason, that play right there was huge. Can we definitively say benching Tua Tagovailoa was now the right decision? No ifs, ands, or buts about it?
Yeah, I don't think it was like right or wrong. Like, it's clear where that relationship was heading, and if they wanted to get a look at Quinn Ewers and what he looked like, then yeah, it's the right decision. If you're moving on from Tua Tagovailoa after this, then yeah, it's the right decision. But I also like, if they kept him starting, it also, like, I don't think that would be the wrong decision either because of what they're paying him and you know, his track record with the team. I honestly applaud them a bit for, you know, taking that stand and making that decision for games that don't matter, given the way that Tua Tagovailoa had played and given the clear direction that this relationship was heading in. I give the Dolphins credit for making what was probably a really hard decision and giving Quinn Ewers a shot. I was never a big believer in Quinn Ewers being a guy that could start games and win games for you consistently. He's a seventh-round pick. He was a good college quarterback, but I never really saw that translating to the league. You admitted you were wrong in the first segment. I'd love to admit I'm wrong about Quinn Ewers, and so far, he's been a lot better than I ever expected him to be.
Before the show, you and I were just kind of discussing the Dolphins had gone out. They signed or they poached Cam Miller off the Raiders practice squad. And you had mentioned that you had heard Hawk and I kind of discussing this. I don't remember if it was Tuesday or maybe it was yesterday on New Year's Day. And neither of us could really figure out, like, what's the play here? Why, going into the final week of the season, are you poaching this random quarterback from North Dakota State off another team's practice squad who's never actually taken a snap in the NFL? But you had a different take on it. Like, we were just kind of confused at the whole thing. I mean, whatever. You know, you take a flyer on a guy. The fact that they elevated him, though, was really, I think, the part that we found interesting, a little bizarre, really. Like, okay, you bring him in.
Pretty active, yeah.
But to activate him to the 53-man roster, it's obvious Zach Wilson has no shot at getting into a game. Tua's not playing. We know that. What was your take on that?
Well, I don't think that it's really about this week. Zach Wilson's not going to be on the team next year. The likelihood of Tua Tagovailoa being on the team next year doesn't seem like it's very high. So you're going to go into the offseason, before they sign Cam Miller, with one quarterback, and that's Quinn Ewers. This way you get another guy who was drafted last year in the sixth round, put up great numbers at North Dakota State, won a national championship there, I believe broke some of Carson Wentz's records for the Bison before coming to the NFL. Greg Olsen, the quarterback's coach for the Raiders, was not happy that he got poached from that organization. They were really high on him. Tom Brady, I was reading, was really high on him. And for me, this is so that they have another guy in the system going into the offseason into next year where you're looking at a potential quarterback room of Cam Miller, who's on a rookie contract cheap, Quinn Ewers, rookie contract cheap, and then if they draft a guy or they sign a Malik Willis or they trade for a Mac Jones, those are the three guys you're rolling with next season. That's kind of how I interpret it as a move for the offseason going into next season. Because there's no way that he's going to be able to play on 1 week's notice if Quinn Ewers gets hurt. He's not going to play this weekend. This move, at least to me, was not about this weekend.
But does it make you feel any different, the fact that Mike McDaniel has this ability to kind of go out, find another quarterback, activate him to the 53-man roster, sign a player, despite, you know, it's one thing if Tua had been down, Zach Wilson was banged up in practice, you go and you do that move. I mean, your quarterback room, the guy that they signed, they gave $6 million for to be the backup, the guy that they drafted who's now starting, and the guy that was the franchise's highest-paid player, is the franchise's highest-paid player, are all healthy. They're all able to play. Mike McDaniel making that move, does that make you feel any different about his future? The fact that he has that ability to go do that, or, hey, I mean, it's still the regular season, and he's the coach, and he likes that decision, and that's what they went and did.
You know, I heard, I can't remember if it was Omar or if it was somebody else who was saying, basically nothing had happened here when Chris Greer was a general manager without the head coach's approval. Whether it was Brian Flores and drafting Tua Tagovailoa, whether it was how the roster was built for Mike McDaniel, and I had heard some of the same stuff. It's a collaborative process. Chris Greer ran the organization like that from a personnel side. So maybe they're still doing it the same way now, but like, I don't think that it's that deep when it comes to signing a sixth-round rookie quarterback off a practice squad from the Raiders before the last week of the season. I don't. It's hard for me to say one way or the other whether or not this is something that is indicative for Mike McDaniel or not indicative for Mike McDaniel's future. It could just be this is a big picture signing. Someone who is cheap, they're going to have three quarterbacks next year, and someone who maybe they think they can develop regardless of whether it's Mike McDaniel or Champ Kelly or whoever running things.
Well, it's a 4-year contract for Cam Miller, as you mentioned, super cheap. Troy Aikman now. Let's get to that move because we were all in the boat, and I think you had agreed with us. If you're Stephen Ross, don't make a decision, and it was Barry Jackson who had written this in the Herald. We were reading it. Don't make a decision on Monday, on what's known as Black Monday. Don't make that decision. Take a bit of a break. Sit back, reflect on everything, and then make a decision. Bringing in Troy Aikman does what for you? Like, when you saw that news yesterday, I think it was Schefter who broke it.
Yep.
What was that something where you say, oh, good, there's a football mind I respect helping out this process and has been helping, by the way. This clearly has been in the works for a while now. Or like, does it move the needle for you at all?
I don't think that, like, it's as big of a thing. Like, I've seen some negative reaction to it, and like, I don't see this as anything more than a highly respected football mind who's got a ton of connections around the league coming in to advise this search. I think there really is no downside to it, in my opinion. And part of me wonders, and I saw some others point this out, Troy Aikman had very pointed criticism for the Dolphins' operation on the field in that Monday night game against the Steelers. And part of me, and I know there are others out there, because it's been said, I wonder how much that has to do with what he said. If Stephen Ross was like, wait a second, that makes sense, and I want to hear more from this guy, and I want more of his input as we move forward with some pretty big decisions we have to make as an organization. It almost reminded me in a way of when Kirk Herbstreit lit up the University of Miami athletic program on College Game Day, and then all of a sudden things change and all this money's pouring in and the Canes are getting the resources they didn't have before. So part of me wonders if there was some of that aspect at play here. I think it could only be positive. Troy Aikman is highly respected, beloved around the league, and I don't see what the possible downside to this is. Now, I saw CK, I want to give credit here. I saw CK Parrott, that's his Twitter handle, Chris Kaufman from 3 Yards Per Carry, on Twitter talking about this. Brandon Shore, one of the Dolphins executives who's been here for a long time, seems to be heading up this process. And Chris was pointing out the Dolphins need to be careful in how they message this search publicly, because it could come off like this is just a general manager in name only, if Brandon Shore is still the one overseeing everything and making these decisions. Obviously, none of us know what it'll entail when they do make the GM hire, if Brandon Shore is just going to be an executive above, but the general manager is still going to be the decision maker. That could still be the case, but that did raise some antennas for Chris Kaufman from 3 Yards Per Carry, who I think does a phenomenal job with his Dolphins coverage.
Yeah, he does. Brandon Shore, people thought if Chris Greer was going to get fired, he would be the interim GM. Like, Champ Kelly kind of came out of nowhere. Remember, Steve Ross hired him earlier in 2025. It was after last season he brought him in. I was under the impression he'd be the interim GM if that time came. And it ended up being Champ Kelly, which, by the way, I like. Somebody with a different perspective, almost like an outsider's perspective, who wasn't necessarily working side by side with Chris Greer for whatever the last couple years. It's going to be interesting. This move, though, in my opinion, makes me feel a little bit better in the sense of Stephen Ross approaching this the way I want him to, which is clean house. Like, it's time to start anew, and I'm cool. We've thrown out the Lamar Jackson scenario. We've thrown out the Joe Burrow scenarios. Again, I don't know how realistic those are.
Money's going to make that tough.
100%. But if it's a possibility and he wants to go all in on something like that, again, I'm cool with that. But if not, again, highly unlikely, start completely new. Clean the slate. And if that means next year kind of operating from a loss already, taking that one step back to try to just clean the books and put yourself in a better position moving forward, I'm cool with that, because I don't want, and he called it the status quo last year, I don't want to fall back into that trap where you feel like, maybe the last 6 to 8 weeks of this season was a little bit closer to putting us in a position to compete, and we're not that far away. Like, I don't want to fall into that trap anymore, that rabbit hole, because we know the truth. This team's far away from competing.
They're not only – it'd be one thing if the Dolphins were – they had a bunch of cap space, and this was like they're finally gelling at the end, and you could add to this. No, this is like the maxed out version of this roster with all the money that they've spent between Tyreek Hill and Jalen Ramsey and Bradley Chubb and Tua Tagovailoa and all these guys. Like, this is the end result of the previous rebuild. 2027 is the year. 2026, maybe they'll go 500 again, or they'll be a pesky team. But 2027 is the year where they can really start to reset things. If Champ Kelly ends up being the guy, would you be okay with that? Because he's been a guy who's been interviewed for other GM jobs before, and he's been a popular name around the league.
I told Hawk this on Monday. Just vibes. Just pure vibes. I thought he's high-fiving everybody. He's dapping up everybody on the sideline. Clearly, he has some camaraderie with the players inside that locker room. He looks the part, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Just the vibe he comes
looks
off
good
with.
In a sport coat.
I thought for sure Stephen Ross was just going to announce him as the next general manager. Again, I think context matters here. He hired him last year. He almost hired him to kind of oversee the entire front office and what was going on. And he could have gone with somebody who had been there and was closer to Chris Greer, understood the inner workings of the organization. Instead, went with somebody who was an outside hire to kind of oversee the end of this season. He has experience as an interim GM. Like it, I just don't know. I don't know enough about the guy. He really hasn't done anything.
It would be funny if they hire Troy Aikman to come on and advise a search, and this wide-ranging search, and they brought in Troy Aikman, and the end result is just, we're going to keep Champ.
It would be the most Stephen Ross thing.
Which,
ever.
Again, I don't think that necessarily is a bad decision if that's what happens. I just think the optics of it are really funny. And taking a step back for a second, Stephen Ross loves a name as an advisor.
He does.
Think back to the Bullygate committee. I forget what the committee was actually called, but he had Tony Dungy and a couple of other big names from the NFL on it. Now we're bringing Troy Aikman in to advise on the GM search. Stephen Ross loves a name advisor.
Loves a name, period. Just loves
true.
The name.
True, yeah.
Josh Appel, Solana, we're taking you up until 6 p.m. Still a lot to get to on the Hockman, Crowder, and Solana show. Again, we are live from Lone Depot Park. We've got the Florida Panthers and the New York Rangers. Puck drops at 8. Doug Plagans, Billy Lindsay, they'll be on the call in this very radio booth overlooking one of the coolest setups I've ever seen with my own eyes. It's an absolute vibe out here at Lone Depot Park, the site of the Winter Classic. More Hockman, Crowder, and Solana next.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
The Florida Panthers are back-to-back Stanley Cup champions.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your Brave. Backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com and use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.